3 degrees downtown. We're going up to a high of about 10 today, starting off cloudy, then becoming a mix of sun and cloud this afternoon. You are listening to Classical Mornings with Mike and Jean here at the new Classical FM.
Dutch pianist and composer Joop Beving joins us this morning to talk about his very colorful and passionate life and his Deutsche Grammophon recording, Prehension. Good morning, Joop.
Good morning. Good morning.
You had a concert last night. How'd you feel about it?
I feel pretty good about it.
Good.
Yeah, it was my last one of a small tour in North America.
Yes.
And so in a way, it was relief, but also a lovely audience. And I got to spend some time with them afterwards, and it was very fulfilling. Yeah.
Do you like touring?
I have mixed feelings.
Really?
I love it because I love to travel. I love to go out and meet people and, you know, setting yourself in different environments, discovering new things is very exhilarating, and it's good for the mind. But
I really
want to be home with my kids.
Yeah, so yeah, I can imagine.
Now tell us about, you have a very interesting story that leads up to what you're doing now. I mean, at one point you were going to go into economics or...
I did.
Come on. Yeah. Economics.
Oh. Well, no, it's even worse, actually. I think it translates to the studies I did at university was called Public Policy and Public Administration.
Oh, dear.
Okay.
Which got me pretty depressed. Yeah. Yeah, so that's why I decided not to pursue a career there and go look for something more creative, which brought me somewhere in the middle. And I landed a job at a company that was just starting doing music for mostly advertising. Mm-hmm. So I had a bit of my academic background could be applied to the work and a bit of my love for music. But in effect, I didn't do that much music there.
Mm-hmm. Mm. But did it? You always have music in your heart. That was what you wanted to do.
I think so. Yeah, I think so. And I've been always, you know, trying things, and I've played in bands, and but I never really considered myself to be good enough or think it would be doable with music. So.
Well, what was it that made the click for you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the click was that, that's kind of a personal story, but it's fine because I already set it out into the world on an earlier occasion. No, there was a point where my life got a bit too busy, I'd say, and so I was close to a burnout, and so I stayed home for like 2 months, and in that time, the piano was kind of like my go-to place for a Zen moment.
Right, right.
And that's sort of when it happened.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And am I correct that you only play on upright pianos?
Yeah.
And why is that?
Because, I'd say the simple answer would be it happened to me with an upright piano. Secondly, my pieces are quite simple, quite minimal, and they don't seem to last. They don't seem to work on a grand piano.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they fall in the water and they don't stand anymore. With an upright, especially I play it with the moderato pedal on, I can give it more warmth and character, and it's like with the grand, it's too tight. It's too
plus you find more uprights throughout the world.
Well, yeah, it's easier to fit in one in my house. That's that should have been my first answer. Yeah.
So tell us about Prehension. Your recording on Deutsche Grammophon.
Yeah. Well, what do you want to know about it?
How did you get on the world's most prestigious classical music label?
I have absolutely no clue. No, that in itself is quite bizarre. I think the whole thing is quite bizarre, to be honest. But I self-published my first album, Solipsism, and that traveled a little bit through friends and I don't know. In this particular case, it was through a friend that lived in Berlin, and she had left a copy of the vinyl in her favorite bar in Berlin, and the barman put it on there late at night, and Christian Batsura, who's my A&R label manager now at DG, was sitting at the bar drinking a beer, and he heard the music, and he inquired about it, and he was put in contact with my friend, and she arranged a meetup. And
wow.
So we started talking, and I was already quite far in the process of writing my second album, and we eventually decided to team up together.
Wow.
Which is, it's absolutely bizarre for me as well.
But it's awesome, right?
Yes.
It's just awesome.
Yeah.
As you get the word out all over there.
Yeah.
Now tell me, what is it that you, is there one particular thing, I suppose there are many things, but one particular thing that you want to say a message in Prehension or in your playing, period?
There's not, I don't say one particular thing. My inspiration would be somewhere in our relationship to reality. Mm-hmm. That's kind of like where I draw my inspiration from. And my first album, Solipsism, was really about reconnecting with myself or with my true self. And that's beyond the noise and the bombardment of social media and the times we live in, and try to get to like a place with yourself that feels right or quintessential, or I don't know how to describe it in English. And then I started on the second album, and in hindsight, after the music was there, I listened to it and I tried to make sense of it, and I realized I'd zoomed out a little bit. So I went from me or the one to kind of like the group. So
it evolves.
It evolves. It's like an outgoing movement. I'd say.
That's what it sounds like. And you know what? That you did it how you're feeling today, and probably the next one will be how you feel at that time, and where you are, and what you need to say.
Yes, I hope so.
Mm-hmm. Are you working on a third album?
Yeah. That's that's a very critical one, I think. Now I'm an artist. So
now I gotta do it, right?
On. Exactly. Now there's like people paying attention and expectations, and it's exciting.
It is exciting, Jop, and I want to thank you so much for coming in today and sharing all of that with
thank
us.
Thank you so much for having
it's
me.
It's wonderful that you've got this contract with Deutsche Grammophon. You must be a pretty wonderful artist yourself. So we thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
You can get the recording, Prehension, on CDs sold anywhere.
Yep, pretty much. And don't forget, you have a website too, right, sir?
Yes, that's right, jopbeving.com.
Exactly. All right. Let's sample some of his
Thank
music
you.
Now.